Hello.
Yeah, put me on speaker.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now open up the
What are you doing to me? All right. Yep. It's open up. What do you want now?
Can you see the numbers?
Yeah, 175-535-655. Click on that.
Okay. No, you don't have to click on that. Give a click on I'm aware of the risk.
Yeah. And then twice to accept.
Yes.
Accept the broadcast. Start the
Yes.
broadcast.
Yes. Give a click on start broadcast.
And just remember, tomorrow I can't do this. I have a client in my car all the day. So I'm not going to be able to work tomorrow on anything that except that.
Okay, swipe up your screen from bottom to top.
Yeah. Come back with the numbers.
Swipe up your screen from bottom to top.
And it's back to any desk.
Now go to your settings.
What are you doing to me, Peter? Yep.
I'm making it easier for you. Now scroll down the page. Now can you see
Yeah.
any option that says Face ID or something like that? Scroll down the page a little bit.
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, mobile, notifications, sound, photo,
Scroll down
screenshot.
photos.
Display it. No, no, no. I can only scroll up. Is that what I'm meant to be doing?
Face ID and passcode. Can you see that? Any option like that?
What is that? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Face ID and passcode. It should be on the middle of your screen. Face ID and passcode.
Got general control display home screen, accessibility wallpaper, Siri, Face ID and passcode. Emergency.
Yeah,
the Face ID, is it?
Yeah, Face ID and passcode. Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now put your passcode.
Yep.
Now can it says iTunes and App Store.
Yep.
Give a touch on that. Yes. Now give a click on settings on the top left hand side. Now
yeah.
you just come back to the App Store. Go to the App Store. You search there Binance. Look at the bottom, there should be a search box. Magnifying glass.
Yeah. And how do you spell it? It's not finance as in finance or something else, is it?
B I I N A.
B V I. Oh yes, finance. Yes, found it. Yep.
Now give a click on the second option where it says Binance.
Yeah. Hang on.
The second
Binance
one.
Buy Bitcoin, is
Yes.
that the one?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Go click on get. Give a click on install.
Password.
Do you know your password?
Yeah.
You put that in?
Yep. Oh. I'll just try that again. Yeah, sign in.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that went in right. I'll just go back. Six. Sign in. Enter the password for Anne.Egan52. at Outlook.com to authorize this transaction. Well, I did. I've only got one password I use on everything, so it's, something's not right. 6 2 5 2 sign in.
It would be your Apple password.
I don't know. I have no idea what my Apple password is. All I know is the one I use for everything.
Okay, just go to setting again.
How do I get out of that? Yeah, okay.
Swipe up your screen from bottom to top and go to settings.
Yes.
Give a face ID and passport. It should be on the middle of your screen, face ID and passport.
Yeah.
Put your PIN, put your passport. Can you say iTunes and App Store? iTunes and App Store, give a touch on that.
Okay, nice.
The second option.
Times and App Store. It's click.
iTunes and App Store.
Yeah. Sign in with Apple ID.
Okay.
So.
You don't remember the Apple ID?
No, I can only got my normal one I use with everything.
Okay, can you click cancel and go to the top?
Phone unlocked?
You give a click on settings?
Yeah.
You should remember these things, Sam, because this is very confidential things to you. Now go to the top, go to the extreme top.
Yeah.
See that on the top, your name. Give a touch on that name. Okay, can you see password and security?
Yeah.
Give a click on that. Yes, now you can change the Apple password from there, and you just make a note of that password details on under your like name. Just
where do I find that? Come up with my phone number.
Look at the top, it says change password.
Yep. Yeah, click on that, yep.
Yeah. Now put your PIN number.
The password I use for everything in there, right?
So the PIN number whenever you try to log in.
That's probably going to be the same thing, right?
No, you just put your new password and verify the password and make sure once you...
So I've
got to
make
password.
Up a password, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, and make sure you remember this password because this would be your Apple password. You should remember this.
Well, what would be the most... I'll try this. Verify password. Change.
Yeah.
2 4 6. No, that's not going to work. Hang on. 8 2 4.
Follow the instruction. It says your password must be 8 characters long, include a number, uppercase, letter, and lowercase.
Right. Well, your password must be at least 8 characters long. Okay.
Include a number and an uppercase letter and lowercase letter.
And that's in the 8 characters, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's 6.
Yeah.
Triple E, and a number.
Should I help you?
Yeah, you should probably do it. I'm just trying to make it work.
I'm providing your password then.
Okay, you do it. Go for it. And then you'll tell me what it is.
Yes, right. Now, it should be welcome. W is in caps. Welcome.
You're better. I don't have to do this very often. W, capital W?
Yes. Then C-O-M-E.
Yep.
Then you just put your lucky number, like 11, 24, anything.
And verify it. So capital right. W. And then it's lowercase E L C O M E. And then it's what did I have? Capital H and 5. I don't know whether I've got it right or not. All right, I give up.
Just put the number. What is wrong with? Just put the number after welcome. Give a click on OK.
There is a number after welcome, is it?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, that's what I did. W-E-L-C-O-M-E. And it was 5-H, I think. I don't know. No, it's not going to work. I'll give up. Go home.
Okay, give up. Click on OK and erase the new password and the verify password. Erase it down. And put welcome 11. W is in caps.
Or just one cap or all caps?
No, W is in caps and all the letters should be in lowercase. Welcome. Welcome 11.
It's coming. Oh, what am I doing wrong? I just give up.
Okay, give a click on OK and just follow my instruction. Give a click on new.
I'm doing like it's supposed to be done, but my fingernails are too long at the moment. That's what the problem
is. Okay, now where it says new, enter the password. W is in caps. And after W, L,
C, O, M, E, yes.
Then wait. Have you done welcome?
Yes, 11, just 11.
Have you typed the number 11?
Yes, I've done 11. Welcome 11, is that right?
Then 06.
Where's that go? After the
06. Yes.
You can't put this in for me, can you?
Okay.
I'm having problems at the moment because my nails are too long. W-E-L-C-O-M-E. I'm just going to get up, honestly.
You just touch on that password box, then you need to put that in. Don't get confused.
What am I doing?
What do you see on the password?
I see
new
password verify.
Yes. Now, on the new password box, type the first letter as W is in capital.
Yes.
Capital W. Then E-L in lowercase, COME.
Yes.
Then 11.
Yes.
06.
I don't know whether I've still got it right or not, but anyway. So, WEL.
COME.
Hang on. WEL. COME.
11.
One. Yes, my nails are the problem. Yeah. Okay.
106.
06. Oh, hooray. Sign out of the devices using your Apple ID. Sign out of the devices. Do not sign out. What's all that about?
Do not click on do not sign out.
Yep. Apple ID password.
Yes, now put your password. Welcome. W is in caps.
Yeah, I've got it. It's just my fingers. W E L O M E 11.
Mhm. 06.
And what was the last two? What is it? 06.
Mm-hmm. Finally, it has been changed. Just hold on.
It was all wrong again, was it?
Put the password in.
I've only got four digits here.
Yeah, put the four digit pin, put the pin whenever you try to log in, put the pin.
Yeah. I just did. Did I get it or not?
Okay. It says it's verifying.
Yeah, get verified
yes.
Code.
Yeah, okay, give a click on that left-hand side arrow where it says Apple ID.
What does it say?
On the left-hand side top, give a click on Apple ID.
Yeah, and stretch it and pull it down. Oh, no, hang on, I know. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, now go to settings. Where it says settings on the top.
Yeah, yeah.
On the top, it's settings. Now give a click on face ID and passcode. Scroll it down, face ID and passcode.
Yeah.
Yes, now give a click on settings on the top left hand side. Now you just go to the App Store, maybe this time it will gonna work. Go to App Store. Yeah, now give a click on get. Yes, give a click on install. Now put the new password, welcome. W is in caps. 1106.
Yeah, I'll lay on to Bitcoin.
Finally, it's getting downloaded.
I don't do this. I don't do this. I don't like it. It's not something I ever do.
Okay, give a click on safe.
You're really making my life difficult, aren't you?
And Monday, from when you have got the work, like from where you have to go to the work, from what time?
Sunday all day.
Not Sunday, on Monday.
Monday is my day off.
That sounds good, because it might be happen that once you will gonna secure these things up, if you call up your bank and tell them today that you don't need to tell anything that it is getting blocked or something like that. After that, if you need to call up your bank, you need to tell them you wanted to register your mobile number on the internet banking,
yeah,
because you are not getting any net code. That's it. And after that, we will gonna try that is it working or not, or else we have to leave it the way it is. And on Monday, I will get back to you. Then you have to go to your bank to settle up all these things, okay, that to
mm-hmm.
unblock your account and set down, create a new password and make a note of it, all these activities. And once you come back home, then we will gonna save your money, okay? So, first
of
all,
what you can't draw any. At the money, I can't get any money. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what you need to go to your bank and tell them on Monday, that you can't able to withdraw the money. If they said that they will gonna change all the cards, so tell them, what are you talking about? I have sent some money to my real son-in-law, and why you wanted to change the card details? I want the same card number. I haven't got any money or some these sort of things. You just wanted to, you know, unblock your account. That's it. You know, whatever you have done, you have made the payment to your son-in-law. That's it.
Well, see, they gave me money out of that account the other day. They gave me $100 out of that account the other day.
Because
I didn't have any money. The local bank is good. Paying.
Yeah. So you can't tell them that you tell them that you can't block my cards like this. I have sent the money to my own son-in-law, to my own family members, and you have find it suspicious. Then you have unblocked your account. That's okay. That's not a problem. But right now you wanted to unblock the account, so just unblock my account. That's it. Because you wanted to use this your account, because you have to bills to pay, you have to withdraw any money, you have to pay your bills, something like that. Okay.
Well, they said it was going to be blocked for something like 26 days, which is no good to me.
No, they can't able to block it for 26 days. It's not their money. That they can put a block on your account for 26 days. What nonsense is this? Tell them like this, that like without any money, how can I survive with these 26 days? Are you nonsense or what?
I just can't live like this.
All right, I will gonna let you know on Monday that what you need to tell them. Now, first of all, give a click on open on the Binance.
So, what was that?
Give a click on open.
I can't hear you. You're fading.
Can it be open?
You're gone.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, you there?
Give a click on open.
Yep.
Give a click on hello.
Yep.
Give a click on allow.
Yeah.
Now, give a click on. Give a click on sign up with phone or email.
Yeah.
Okay, now put your email address over there.
Yep.
Okay. Now, just below that, can you see it says password?
Yep.
Now, put the password in. W is in cap. Yes, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome
1162.
1106.
1106. I'll go and write it down.
Yeah, now just beside to that, can you see a eye symbol? Closed eye.
An eye.
Just beside to that cross, can you see a eye with a slash? On that?
Yeah.
On the right hand?
Yeah.
Give a click on that?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now give a click on create personal account. Okay, give a click on all the check boxes where it says I have read all the
I'm clicking on personal account but nothing's happening.
Okay, give a click on that option where it says I have read.
Oh, yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. Create a personal account.
I agree to receive marketing. Yeah.
Yeah. So click on that as well.
Yes.
Yep.
Create personal account. Okay. Now swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen and open up your email. You have received a 6-digit number on your email.
Oh, Pedro, you must be sick of me. Okay, where do I see that?
357.
Is that 1 point? No, from 1 point.
Okay, you swipe up your screen from bottom to top. Yeah, and go to the Binance app.
I've got to put that in, haven't I?
You just swipe up your screen from bottom to top. Swipe up your screen. You just search for the app. It should be already been downloaded. So just swipe up your screen from left to right, then you'll be able to find it out.
Hang on. I don't get it. okay, so start again. I'm getting broken up signals the whole time. Yep.
Okay, now swipe up, swipe your screen from left to right or right to left. You're able to find it out the app. That is Binance. Now I'm providing you the code. You need to put that code in. It should be 357 on that box.
I'm going to write it down because otherwise I'm getting to top.
Touch on that email verification code.
Okay. So 357.
Touch on that first.
Yeah. 357. Yeah. And what is it? Is that just 357?
815.
357-815. Submit.
Give a click on submit. Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay, now what we are going to do, we are going to register yourself to this Binance application. Now, give a click on, can you see it says verify now?
Yep.
Give a click on verify now.
Yep. Account created but verified now is not working. Not working, it's like it's frozen.
Okay, look at the top right hand side. Can you see a cross sign?
Yep.
Yeah, now
Yep.
look at the top. Can you see it says verify account?
Yep. There you are.
Give a click on okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, now can you see on the top it should be, you know, asking for personal information, government issued ID, facial recognition. Can you see that?
So just click on that.
Give a click on start now.
Start now. Yeah, okay. Australia's driver's license. Have I got to go away and have I? I don't
Do you have
have
a driver's license? Yes, it is being
I've
selected.
Got a driver's. Hang on, I've got to get it. I'm going to go. This is painful. I know I'm complaining, all right. I get it. You're sick of me. The stage driver's license. Now, where's my number? Oh, Jesus. New South Wales. New South Wales. License number. How do you get the numbers up to put it in, though? Oh.
Give a click on the left-hand side box. There should be license number. You're able to see that.
Yeah, I've got license number. Oh,
no,
here we are.
Put
that in. Yeah, I found it. I found it. Card number, which would be 2.
No, it is asking for the license number. You need to put the license number first.
That's what I'm doing. The car. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, I know. The license number, sorry, I was on the wrong track. You were right. Hang on. Can't read it, so hard to read.
Like maybe the license number, like how many digit license number do you see?
5292RO is the license number.
Okay, and just beside to that, can you see it says card number?
Yes, I can. And that goes in.
Give a touch on that card number.
Yeah, I'm putting the card number in. 0444 357 5796. Done. 0444 357 5796. Right. It's in. Yep. Continue?
Yes.
My word.
Maybe I think the license number you have put it in, it is not
okay. The license
should be,
number.
It should be a 10-digit number, I guess.
No, well, my license number is 5292RO, and the card number is 2044 357 926. They're the only two numbers on the whole thing.
Just hold on.
My license is a very old one.
On. On your license, look at the right-hand side top. Can you see where you find it out the license number? It should be on the
license
right-hand side
number.
top.
Well, that's the card number. On this license, it's showing as card number. On the right, looking at it, you're looking at it on your right hand, it's showing your number, 2044-357-926. Is on the other side. It says license number 5292RO.
Just hold on. And apart from that, do you have got any passport, baby?
I haven't got a passport, no.
Okay, that is not the card number, that is the license number, maybe. You do one thing, you just swipe up your screen from bottom to top and take a picture of your driver license.
Okay. The front of it?
Yeah, front and back. First of all, take a picture of your front.
Where's my photo? You don't believe me, do you? Okay, yep.
Now take a picture of the front of your driver license.
Yeah, they're both there, aren't they? I took two photos.
Okay, then open up the first. Open up the first option. Open up the photos, driver license.
The photos that I just sent you.
Like, open up the first photo.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Okay, now swipe up that, swipe up this phone. Is it valid?
My license is valid.
Yes.
The 15th of February, 2024.
All right. Now open up the photos again.
Yep.
Now, open up the second photo that you have too.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there it is.
Yeah, all right. Now just swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to the, go to the Binance app.
Yep.
Okay. Now give a click on the cross sign on the top. Give a click on confirm. Okay, look at the left hand side top. There should be an arrow pointing leftwards. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Now give a click on verify account.
Yep.
Now give a click on OK. Now can you see any option like it says verify plus?
Verify plus, yes. Click on that.
Give a click on that.
Yep. Is it doing anything? Is it meant to do anything? It went from verified to verified plus.
Go back, look at the left hand side top, click on go back.
Verified current features.
Go back again. Okay, it's just look at the top. Look at the top. Can you see? Can you see? It's like a logo of our country.
Yep.
Flag. Give a touch on that. Now selected. Is it selected in Australia?
I selected it in Australia. Yes.
All right. Now look at the left hand side top. Give a click on that arrow pointing leftwards.
The L. On the left hand side. Where about
arrow.
Is it right at the top? Oh, the arrow.
Oh, yes.
I thought you said
that. Yeah. Okay, look at the top. Can you see it says your profile on the very top left hand side?
Complete your account, verify account.
And then above that, can you see a circle with a profile?
Oh, profile, yes.
Yes, now, now what are the options do you see? Give a touch on that Binance user, give a touch on that.
Binance Pro, is it, oh yes, yeah, okay, fine to get there.
Now, you do one thing, you just look at the left hand side top, there should be an arrow pointing leftwards, give a click on that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Give a click on Binance Pro. Now, can you see it says verify now on the top?
Yeah.
Give a click on that.
Over to the right you click on, do you? Yep. Where the arrow is pointing.
Yeah, give a click on verify now on the top. Give a click on OK. Okay, and check it that have you selected as Australia, the country, on the right hand side top.
Yes, Australia is up there.
All right. Now, can you see it says personal information?
Yes.
Touch on that.
Yep.
Is it working or
under
not?
Under requirements.
Yes.
Click on requirements.
Under requirements, can you see personal information?
Yes.
Is it, can you able to touch it?
Sorry?
Can you able to touch it? Is it working? It won't let you know. Okay, now scroll down the page a little bit.
Yeah.
Give a click on start now.
Start now. Where in the hell is that?
Start now on the bottom. Start now.
Yeah, I got it. Select document talent.
Okay,
Yes,
now the issued things would be like, just hold on. It should be New South Wales that you have issued that.
So, under register, it says type the state, New South Wales, yes.
You have got a quite old, you know, license number. So, that is the reason why it's not accepting your license number. Now, try to put the license number and check that is it working or not, because it won't allow you. Okay, all right, I got your permission. Now, put your license number.
Hang on. I dropped the bloody things. Which is 529.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it be capital from the R O, yeah.
Put the card number.
I've done that. Oh, the card number, where did it go? Oh, on the other side, yeah, okay. 2044. 367. This is 357. 367, isn't it? 367, I think.
It's 357.
357. Right. 926. Hello? Done?
It should be 926.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very hard to read. They should give me a new one.
2044357926.
Yeah, it's in
there. And the license number would be 5292RO.
Yeah.
Give a click on I agree.
Where did that come? Where's that? Oh, yeah.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
Give a click on continue. Okay, now put your first name the way it is showing you on your card. Check it. It is only the first name.
Yeah.
Now put your middle name on the second box where it is second. Now click on the third box, put the name. Give a click on done. What do you see?
Nothing's changed.
Okay, give a click on continue or scroll down the page. Any options do you see over there?
No, it's not moving for a reason.
Okay, look at the left hand side. Give a click on the arrow once. Look at the left hand side top. Look at the left hand side top. There should be an arrow. Put time.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now give a click on continue.
Mm-hmm.
Now what came up?
First name, last name, middle name. Yes. If you have no first name, middle name, two last name, three, it's just not highlighted, continue at all. It's just sitting there with the information in it. And then that pale yellow line across the bottom.
Can you able to press on continue and check that is it working or not? Maybe it would be asking for the date of birth, but it's not coming up.
No, well, continue is not. Nothing's happening there. So where do I go from there?
Click on the cross sign.
Yep. You're about to exit the personal verification process. Are you sure you want to leave?
Can we can start now? I don't know what is going on, why you are not getting these things. Select registration date, state, New South Wales. Yes, now put the license number, I'm providing it to you. It will be going to be easier. 529-2R.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm providing it to you, 529-2.
Yep.
RO, all in capital.
Yep.
Capital R.
Yeah, I know. I just checked it.
Now, that's on the card number.
Yep. And that's on the...
That's the card number. Now, touch on the card number.
Yep.
If not put the card number, it should be 2044.
Is there a space or not?
No, no space. 2044.
Yeah. Yeah.
357.
357. Yep. 96.
So it nice. Should be 357. You have put it 356.
7, 90.
Now scroll down the page. Do you have,
I hit done.
Did you put any space after arrow?
No. I just made it. That's
on the license number.
Yeah, there's no space, or there is a space.
Okay, give a touch on the license number once.
Yeah.
Okay, now give a click on that card number. I don't know, like, why it's not working. Give a click on done.
Yeah, and it's not going to work.
Scroll down the page.
It's frozen.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. No, it's frozen.
Click on the cross sign. Yes, give a click on confirm.
Okay.
Now, look at the left-hand side. There should be an arrow. Give a click on that arrow.
Yeah.
Now, give a click on that profile on the left-hand side top.
Verify now.
Just above that, can you see a circle with a profile?
Circle. Oh, me?
Profile. Give a click on that profile.
No, nothing's happening there either. Oh, I did now.
Not there. Give a click on cancel.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so just beside that search box, there should be a profile with a circle. Give a click on OK. Now, give a click on that arrow and follow my instructions. Give a click on that arrow. Now, look at the top. Above the verify your account, can you see a circle with a profile? Look like a person.
That is to the right and agree that four.
No, look at the very top on the left hand side beside search box. Beside to that search box, can you see
person.
A profile?
So click on that person?
Yes, that person.
Yes,
now can you see it says Binance Pro? Give a click on that.
Oh, that went off the screen. Why? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Give a click on OK.
Frighten me for
now. Give a click on verify account. Give a click on OK. Maybe this time it will work. Now give a click on start now. On the bottom.
Yeah, I am. Yes, working now.
Okay, give a click on registration state. First of all, give a touch on, okay, you do one thing. While it says registration, give a touch on that.
What do you say?
Where it says Australia driver license, give a touch on that.
Yeah.
Give a touch on Australian passport. Select it. Yes. Now give a click on I agree. First of all, give a touch on that I agree. Yes. Now give a touch on that Australian passport. Like, ever touch on that Australia diver license? Yes, now select the registration state, New South Wales. It's getting frozen every time. Can you just scroll down the page a little bit?
Sorry, what was that?
Can you just scroll down the page a little bit? It's getting frozen every time. Scroll down the page.
I can't move it.
It's frozen. It's frozen, mm. Right?
Had too much work.
All right. You don't have to do anything about it. You just close down these pages and come back to your home screen.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Now, what you need to do is just need to call up the bank and tell them that you wanted to register your mobile number on your on online banking because you are not getting updates on your online banking. So you wanted to register your mobile number on your online banking. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, it might be take some time, but don't hang up the call because tomorrow you will be busy. So we can't able to do anything about it. You just need to call them up and tell them you wanted to register your mobile number on the online banking. That's it. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Then get back to me or I'll get back to you after some time.
You must hate me.
Sorry about that. And could you just tell me that apart from today, in the Monday, when I can speak to you on Monday, about 10 o'clock or about 9:30?
Hang on. I'll have to just look at something. Just give me a minute. I don't know what I've got booked in. Just to see. It's Monday the 11th. Monday the 12th, 13th, isn't it? Okay. Can it be in the afternoon or does it have to be in the morning?
By what time I can speak to you?
Well, I'll probably, I can, seven's the only time I've really got available between 7 and 7:15.
Yes. And after that?
And after that, there's a break, there's a break from about 8 till about 10 to 9. And then all afternoon after that is free. From about noon, from 12 o'clock on, there's nothing on.
From 12 o'clock, you will be free.
Yeah.
So is there any possibilities that you can able to change the appointment on Monday? In the morning.
I can take the 6 o'clock in the morning out and speak to you between 6 and 7, but I can't change the one at 7:30.
Mm. All right. Because it might be happen, you might have to go down to your bank. So that's fine.
Okay.
All right. All right. Can
you? You'll ring me on Monday morning, is that right?
Yeah, I'll call you back on Monday morning, but right now you need to call up your bank to register your mobile number. And if your mobile number has been registered, then we can further proceed.
Okay, right here. All right, I'll try and get on to them. Yep.
Okay. All right, okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are exhausted.
No, I'm like, we are so, it's like a peculiar situation where we are at the moment. Like, it's not getting anywhere. You see that your mobile phone is not also, you know, working, not the mobile phone, the Binance application is not working properly. So that's why.
Well, yeah, I can't help it. I can't do that. It just, you know. These things are what you got, I guess, aren't they?
Okay. All right. You do one thing. You just hang up the call and call them up and just be patient and have something eat for yourself call them up and tell them you wanted to register yourself to the you wanted to register your mobile number on the internet bank.
Okay, and then you'll be the next in contact with me on Monday, is that right?
I'll contact you on Monday, but once you will have registered yourself, just do let me know to call on that number.
Okay, all right, not a problem.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Prasanna.
Bye. Bye.